Paper on Hinduism, read at the Parliament on 19 September 1893, Part A. Three religions now stand in the world which have come down to us from time prehistoric: Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, and Judaism. They have all received tremendous shocks, and all of them prove by their survival their internal strength. But while Judaism failed to observe Christianity and was driven out of its place of birth by its all-conquering daughter and a handful of Parsis, is all that remains to tell the tale of their grand religion. Sect after sect arose in India and seemed to shake the religion of the Vedas too. Its very foundation. But like the waters of the seashore in a tremendous earthquake, it received only for a while, only to return in all-absorbing flood, 1,000 times more vigorous. And when the tumult of the rush was over, these sects were all sucked in, absorbed and assimilated into the immense body of the mother faith. From the high spiritual flights of the Vedanta philosophy, of which the latest discoveries of science seem like echoes, to the low ideas of ideality with its multifarious mythology, the agnosticism of the Buddhists and the atheism of the Jains, each and all have a place in the Hindu's religion. Where then? The question arises, where is the common center to which all these widely diverging radicals? Where is the common basis upon which all these seemingly hopeless contradictions rest? And this is the question I shall attempt to answer. The Hindus have received their religion through revelation. The Vedas. They hold that the Vedas are without beginning and without end. It may sound ludicrous to the audience how a book can be without beginning or end. But by the Vedas, no books are meant. They mean the accumulated treasury of spiritual laws discovered by different persons in different times. Just as the law of gravitation existed, humanity forgot it. So, is it with the laws that govern the spiritual world, the moral, ethical, and spiritual relations between soul and soul, and between individual spirits and the Father of all spirits, were there before their discovery and would remain even if we forgot them?